Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text this morning is written in Jonah chapter 3, beginning with the first verse. And I invite you to please rise for the reading of the sermon text. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he called out, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. So far the text. Let us pray. Gracious Father in heaven, we come before you this morning in acknowledgement that we're unworthy sinners, sinners like Jonah and the people of Nineveh. Come to us through your word. Assure us of the forgiveness Christ won for us upon the cross. We ask this in your Son's saving name. Amen. What's the fastest land animal? Your first thought might be the cheetah, but that's actually incorrect. The fastest land animal is a toddler. When you ask, what do you have in your mouth? Studies vary, but some studies show the speeds up to 200 miles per hour. The prophet Jonah was pretty good at running too. He ran away from what God told him to do. Not only was it futile for Jonah to run away, but it was wrong, and he knew it. His actions showed himself unworthy of the task God gave him to do. In the book of Jonah, we learn that God calls the unfit and unworthy to reveal his grace. Out of his grace, God called the disobedient prophet Jonah and the wicked city of Nineveh. Today, he even calls unrighteous sinners like you and me. Jonah was not the faithful prophet one would expect. In fact, he was very disobedient. God told Jonah, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. God was clear. Jonah was to preach repentance to Nineveh. But Jonah didn't listen. He ran. He found a boat going to Tarshish, which is the opposite direction from Nineveh. In the boat, Jonah continued to show his disobedience. God sent a great storm. Frightened, the sailors cried out to their false gods. They frantically threw cargo out of the ship, trying to stay afloat. One might think that a prophet of God would be praying at this point, and maybe even helping out. But not Jonah. Jonah was sleeping. He slept without a care in the world. When the sailors fighting the storm found out that the storm was because of Jonah, Jonah told them to throw him out into the water. He knew that the great storm was because of his sin. He was thrown out, and the storm stopped. The next part of the story, almost everyone knows. A big fish came and swallowed Jonah. Jonah then spent the next 3 days and three nights in the belly of that fish, the fish that God sent. Jonah's behavior asks this question. What type of prophet would purposefully disobey God's word? By any standard, his work performance was definitely subpar. Jonah didn't want to go and share God's word with the Ninevites because Nineveh was the enemy. It was the Assyrian capital. The people who lived in Nineveh were not Jews, but Gentiles. Jonah seems like the most unwilling prophet. But instead of punishing Jonah, God is merciful to him and saves him. After Jonah was brought out of the fish, the word of the Lord came to Jonah yet again, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you." This time, he obeyed and went to Nineveh. Nineveh was a wicked city. God had decided that if the people of Nineveh didn't repent, he would destroy them. Jonah was to preach, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." Overthrown is the same word that was used for the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and sulfur. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah, God had decided that it was time for Nineveh to be destroyed. The 40 days was a grace period before God's destruction. Jonah went through this city proclaiming God's message. This would have been quite the sight. The previously disobedient prophet Jonah walked through the wicked city of Nineveh proclaiming God's message, God's word of repentance. The city was not worthy of God's message, and the prophet was not worthy of giving it. This is a wonderful picture of God's grace. God uses the unfit and unworthy, such as Jonah and Nineveh, to reveal his grace to sinners. In response to God's word, Nineveh believed and repented. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. The word Jonah proclaimed wasn't his own, but God's. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. God's word convicted the people of Nineveh of their sin and caused them to look to Christ for forgiveness. It caused them to repent and believe. True repentance is sorrow over sin and faith in Christ's forgiveness. The Ninevites realized that they were in sin and looked to God for forgiveness. As a result of their faith, they called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Fasting and wearing a sackcloth was an outward show of repentance. It reflected their sorry hearts, but it didn't add to their forgiveness. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. God is just and requires punishment for sin, but he is also merciful and loving. He doesn't want to punish, but instead desires everyone to be saved, to turn from their sin, even disobedient Jonah and the city of Nineveh. Just like Jonah and the people of Nineveh were unfit and unworthy. When we hear God's word, our sinful nature wants to run the opposite way. We might see this throughout the week in our selfish thoughts and actions. We might struggle with loving others, such as a sibling, spouse, friend, or family member. We can become angry with people who get in our way. There might be certain people who we don't want to love and share God's word with, like Jonah. We're unfit and unworthy. Not only Nineveh, but even we deserve punishment for our sin. Despite our sin, God picks unrighteous sinners like us to reveal his grace. Even though we deserve judgment, God the Father sent his Son into the world in our place. Jesus is the righteous one. He is the only one who lived a perfect life upon this earth. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. The perfect one died upon the cross, bearing the sins of the whole world. He did this for Jonah, for Nineveh, and even us. He did it for the whole world. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God doesn't desire anyone to be punished. He wants everyone to be saved. He picks us, unfit and unworthy sinners, to show his grace and compassion. However unfit and unworthy you may feel, you're forgiven. And you know this because you're baptized. The unworthy prophet Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of the whale, of the fish. This pointed forward to Christ's death and resurrection, as Christ has explained. In your baptism, you are united with Christ's death. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Our unworthy, sinful nature is buried in baptism, and we rise to a new life of faith in Christ. In our baptism, we live a life of repentance. Even though we have a new man, our sinful nature is still there. And this is why we daily return to our baptisms in repentance, where we are reminded that we are forgiven in Christ. When you become discouraged in life and feel the full weight of your sins, remember that you are baptized. You are a baptized child of God. No matter the sin that you struggle with, Jesus is there with you, revealing his grace through you. In Epiphany, we remember that Jesus came into this world not only for Jews, but also Gentiles. He came for you, and he came for the people of Lake Havasu City. Even though we're reluctant disobedient sinners, God still reveals his grace through us. We want to share with others how Christ has redeemed us, unfit and unworthy sinners. Just like a toddler with something in his mouth, Jonah ran away fast. What type of prophet runs away? One who's unfit and unworthy. As sinners, we're also unworthy. Thanks be to God that he calls the unfit and unworthy to reveal his grace. Through Christ, God sees us holy and forgiven. By grace, God was merciful to Jonah. By grace, God was merciful to Nineveh. And by grace, God is even merciful to you. However unfit and unworthy you may feel, Christ died for you. You are forgiven. God is gracious to you. Amen. Please stand. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.